this up-to-date technology, and it seeks to benefit from this knowledge for the country's progress and prosperity. And the Iranian nation is determined to preserve its rights, and hopefully will see such a realistic approach, and hopefully we'll see such a realistic approach by U.S. statesmen, and of course not just in words, and hopefully we'll also see it in their deeds and actions. We've been witnessing some developments and an unrest emerging in Ukraine. What is the foreign ministry's standpoint in this regard? We hope we closely watch these developments, monitor these developments, and hopefully there are contacts and talks between the government and the different parties there, and hopefully they will come up with some peaceful outcome. And hopefully the Ukrainian nation and government do have the capability to resolve their own problems, and we hope that foreign intervention is halted there, and foreign interference will not be helpful. And hopefully the problem, the crisis and the tension would be resolved through dialogue and through peaceful manner. We had a visit by Mr. Kofi Annan, a recent visit by Mr. Kofi Annan. What is the what has been the objective of the visit, and what were the outcomes? In fact, we cannot just clearly mention any specific outcome regarding such visits. Speaking of that foundation of the elders, there are influential figures membering this foundation, and they do have influential views about global policies, and it's a group that makes efforts for the spread of justice and peace in the world. And in fact, it comes from emanates from their personal capacities, their recognition of the crises and trends. So speaking of this visit to Iran, it reminds one of Iran's role in the region, and also the role Iran can play for the establishment of peace throughout the globe. We hope that exchanging of views would contribute to the spread of justice and peace in the world. We have always welcomed such discussions, and we believe that if this discourse for peace and justice is further broadened, that will be useful, and all will welcome such dialogue and discussions. There were some meetings, and they are going to also have, and I'm sure that they will have a good experience of their visit to Iran. American officials are recently using the term the dismantling of nuclear facilities. Why is there emphasis on this term of dismantling the facilities? Wouldn't it contribute to the nuclear talks facing a deadlock? Now, speaking of different interpretations of this plan of action, different interpretations have been expressed, and you, like us, have seen similar news. Our criterion is the plan of action, the joint plan of action, what has been finalized in the course of negotiations, and such interpretations lack any legal value, and these are unilateral interpretations. In the meantime, the Islamic Republic of Iran has clearly announced that preservation of the nuclear rights will be the criterion for continuation of negotiations. And in fact, we have gone through this path for attaining this knowledge. And this path is irreversible. And in fact, interpretations made are just reflecting the views of one party. Mr. Zarif had visits to different regional countries, but regarding Egypt, Iran has had no contacts with Egypt with respect to development of relations. And you see the political map of that country is becoming clarified, and the military council declared Mr. Sisi as a candidate. And there's a new government in Egypt, and the constitution has been approved. Do you have any plans for contacting the Egyptians at this stage? As it was mentioned at the beginning of the 11th government, promotion of relations with all regional states and Muslim countries is our priority. And we do make planning and arrangements within this framework. We do follow the developments in different countries, including Egypt, and we will make new movements at the proper time in proportionate with their existing relations. My question is about the visit by Mr. Kofi Annan and his accompanying delegations. He described the aim of his visit yesterday as to meet Iranian officials and also hearing the views of the widest spectrum of figures in this country. So, regardless of the officials, does Mr. Kofi Annan has any plans for meeting with other people, such as representatives of different parties in the country? Based on their requests and proposals, we arranged various meetings. Some of the meetings were held yesterday, and going to also have meetings today, and you will be gradually informed. But speaking of the details, whatever arrangement is made has been in proportionate with the requests. They have meetings with the officials and also other influential figures. Is the trip by the Swedish foreign minister to Iran has been the trip finalized? And Mr. Zarif will travel to Germany next week in order to participate in the Munich Security Conference. In addition to delivering two speeches at the Munich Security Conference, he will also deliver speeches in Berlin at the bilateral level. He will also hold talks with German officials. Regarding the timetable related to official visits, since normally inform you about the date, speaking of the trip by the Swedish foreign minister, we will inform you and finalize the exact date a few days prior to his visit. So his trip is on the agenda also. We will have the trip by the Polish foreign minister as well, and we'll later inform you about it. I have two questions. Mr. Borujerdi, addressing journalists yesterday, announced that the foreign ministry has requested the parliament for an MP becoming a member of the secretariat for the implementation of the Geneva deal. Do you confirm it? And if possible, tell us the details. Next week, there's an inter-parliamentary Meeting in Tehran. Is Mr. Zarif or any foreign minister representative going to participate in the meeting? Regarding the Islamic interparliamentary meeting, we have had close cooperation. There's close cooperation between the foreign ministry and the parliament and different sections of the foreign ministry. Is assisting the parliament, is in contact with the parliament for better implementation of the program. So the letters of invitation sent to parliament speakers have been done via the foreign ministry. So this trend is continuing, and our officials will attend the meeting and its subcommittees, the opening ceremony, and so on. Regarding the question about parliament, there has been some talks, but the talks have not yet been finalized, and we will inform you later on. In the name of God, I have two questions. One of the points emphasized by the 11th government and the president is the necessity for criticism, and the nuclear agreement will be also part of it. We have this literature in the foreign ministry, the literature by the foreign minister and also the parliamentary vice president, and they consider as those who criticize the Geneva deal, they consider them as people following the Zionists. We have raised this issue several times, but we have received no response from the foreign ministry. Isn't such an approach in conflict with that approach calling for criticism? Another point is related to the request by 160 MPs from the parliament speaker in order to just become informed about the contents of the Geneva deal. And there was this request, and it was said that the talks are confidential, and we will later inform you about the contents. The MPs and also the National Security Commission of the Parliament, they are people who can be trusted. You do not have to publicize it, but the MPs are trusted people, and how come they are not informed about the details? Regarding the literature you mentioned, I believe that the foreign ministry and the minister, he has never used such a literature, and we have always announced that such criticisms are definitely in line with our national interests. Now, the style of raising criticisms, so that there may be some points raised on our side to consider the domestic critics as being following the Zionists. It's a wrong interpretation of the remarks. I've seen reports and this was not what we meant, and such an approach has never been raised. Regarding the letter by the MPs, we have disseminated information about the joint plan of action, and the contents was put on the website of the foreign ministry, and some copies of the talks were obtained for the